Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. We are here at New Life Live. Glad you're with us. We have a phone number. You could join us. Going to be in the studio 2 hours, 1-800-229-3000. And joining me, Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard. They have some type of private humor that they're going to share with the rest of us.
Jill, you want to go ahead and...
Well, he was offering me the cushy chair, and I said, well... You know, since he's my senior, he's welcome to have it.
She didn't say it that way. She said, you can have the chair. You're older. She's talking smack. It's Monday morning.
I'm sorry.
That's tough. That is tough.
But it's true.
Yeah.
I am 12 years your senior.
Thank you for offering. Yes. Thank you for offering.
Where did the offer go?
That was so kind
got
of you.
Back, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of 12, I have a 12-year-old, and this weekend we got to go to the father-daughter dance.
Oh, that's right. How was it?
And it was fantastic. I mean, she and I were fantastic together. We had so much fun. There were 9 different types of line dances, none of which I knew anything about. And she seemed to know that quite well. Where did she learn those things?
Where did she learn the electric slide? That's what I want to know.
But I thought of you, Mylon, when we were on the cruise and you're teaching people to do the sprinkler thing there. They did the chainsaw, you know. Crank it like a chainsaw. That's a move that we did. But anyway, it was really amazing because
that was disco dancing, by the way.
And part of the evening was all about talking about sexual integrity, and purity was part of the whole thing. And I'll just say this, you know, it caused me to rethink some things and how I wanted to say it. And so I started with Adam and Eve, and I said, you know, here's the way they're made.
Wait a minute, who are you talking
to?
My
daughter? Oh, no, just to your daughter.
Just to your daughter.
Everybody had a private conversation.
I'll take clarifications for 500, yeah. Alex.
So I said, you know, here's Adam and Eve, and they were attracted to each other. They wanted to be with each other. Body parts made for each other. And I said, let's just think of some reasons that wouldn't be true for everybody. I said, think about if you had a mean, angry mother. Maybe you'd be attracted to somebody of the same sex because you never got from your mother what you wanted if you didn't resolve that. What if you had an angry father? Maybe you would never want to be around a man because you think every man's going to be like dad. And we just went. Or what if you had some kind of trauma that just you were abused, sexually abused? And we went through all these different things. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The social media doesn't talk about any of those things
that might impact. The hurts that drive, yeah.
And then, of course, social media says, which we talked about, if you have an attraction, that's your identity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Maher is one of the most liberal-minded people you'll ever hear. And I heard a clip of him talking to some folks saying, when I was growing up, Sylvia, whoever, was a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Girls sometimes were tomboys, and then they would grow up and get married and have kids and all this. Today, the tomboy would be called a boy.
Right.
And would be
it's not allowed
in,
to try yeah, on be, personas, right?
Yeah, and be locked into a total different gender for the rest of their lives. And he just said, you've lost your common sense, people. That's what this liberal-minded guy.
Oh, he's right.
He's so right.
Go ahead.
But anyway, if you have not had a conversation like that with your child, maybe it's time. And you think you've got your kids protected from social media? If your child talks to another child, that child is social media. They're influenced, they're impacted by social media, their values. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Our phone number, we'll go to Julia in just a second here. But I wanted to mention to you that we are approaching the holidays, and some of you have, a lot of you, have losses that were unexpected, some because of COVID, some just different things. And I put together 8 ways to get through the holidays after a loss. And I would love to send this to you if you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE or if you just ask for it, newlife.com. But we'd love to send this to you. And one of the things that's in here, for instance, is to understand that everybody grieves differently. And maybe there was a loss of a very valuable family member, and you all come together and you're expecting everybody to be feeling and acting the same way you are. Well, it just isn't going to happen. People handle things differently. It doesn't mean everybody's handling it in a healthy way. One of the things that we really love to see happen is that God helps you get through it, but also get over it and get beyond it. And many times people will call us 6 months after the loss of a spouse or a child and talk about how they're grieving, and we'll say typically, I think you're right on schedule mm-hmm. with this.
Well, and Steve, you don't get over the person or the you know, missing them, but you get over the intensity of the pain.
Yeah, that's right, the severe mm-hmm. pain, and you reach a point where it doesn't feel like it just happened yesterday. And there are a lot of folks that don't grieve properly, and it does feel like it was yesterday for many, many years to come. But anyway, that's just one of the 8 ways to get through the holidays after a loss. I'd love to send that to you. Would love that. All right, let's go to the phones, and this is going to be Julia, and she's calling 1-800-229-3000. By the way, you can view this on YouTube. It's the New Life Live YouTube channel. Julia's calling us from Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, Julia. How are you today?
Hello, Steve. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love you guys, and I miss Dr. Stoop, and I am sending a Christmas donation to New Life in his honor.
Thank you.
What a great idea.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful for that. I love your city. I took Solomon to your city a few months ago, and we reenacted the Boston Tea Party. He took a cup of hot tea and poured it right out, and we got that on video, and so he was part of history right there. But how can we help you today, Julia? What's going on?
So fun. So I will just ask my question first. I am wondering how I can help my daughter. She just turned 14 last weekend, and she has ADD, and she has had it for a very, very long time, and we went the natural path and the brain games, and I did everything under the sun and diet and all that. And finally, we decided, okay, time for medicine. It took us about 3 years to find the correct medicine, and it's no longer working. Mm. So, my question is, should she see, like, Dr. Amen. I don't know if that's age appropriate for a 14-year-old, or should, I mean, we certainly have some fabulous, like, neuropsych doctors in Boston. I just don't know what else to do for mm-hmm. her. And,
yeah. Well, I'm so glad you called about this, Julia. Have you seen our little book on this, Understanding and Loving Your Child with ADHD?
I just told my husband this morning I'm going to order it. And,
well, no, you don't need to. I'll send it to you. Oh, I think it'll help you. But here's the deal. You know, I've had this for a very long time. And the best thing that you can do for your daughter is find the best local psychiatrist who specializes in this area. And I'll tell you why. It's not unusual, and I absolutely thought you were going to say this, it's not unusual that what works for a year, 2 years, even 5 years, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore. And so what you want her to see is that it's not because she changed or whatever. There's just something about the medication that, you know, or maybe the brain development or something, doesn't have anything to do with character. But I've never found something that worked for me forever. I have a psychiatrist right. that I can go to, and I say, okay, well, this hasn't been working very well. We might go back to something I tried 7 years ago that might work now again, or there might be a new medication or a new combination. But that really is what you need, is somebody in your area that will walk through this with you and your daughter, knowing that something is not going to work very long. I'm just surprised that whoever prescribed this isn't already saying to you, okay, now let's try this or that. But you want it to be a psychiatrist who has a specialty in this area and is really up on new medication. The psychiatrist I went to, there was a brand new medication for ADD at the time. And I said, should we try this? And he said, absolutely not. And he showed me the clinical studies that he was looking at. And then he had experiences already with three patients. And he said, any benefit is a placebo effect on this medication. That's the kind of person you want to help your daughter. Jill, Mylan, any thoughts here?
Yeah, absolutely, Julia. I agree with you, Steve, and having dealt with my two children with this over the years. The medication is a wonderful addition, I think, to a person's life.
Yeah.
But I think it's not a miracle cure. And because of this very thing, yes, there are seasons where it's like, oh my gosh, and if you're a person where it makes all the difference in the world, that's wonderful. But along the way with changes in the body, like Steve was saying, the brain, hormonal changes, and then just the angst of her age and the emotional ups and downs that this age goes through anyway, you've got to consider all the factors. And so medication, yes, continue to talk to your doctor, have it evaluated, make sure you're with the right doctors. And then also you have to look at how can we add externally what she lacks internally, right? So you have to put some things in place, some structures, some behavioral things. Sometimes an ADD coach can be really helpful. And help them along, and you'll find at each like level that they kind of jump up to in terms of schooling and things like that. Like I have found when my kids hit college, okay, we're in a whole new arena now because it's tougher. And what they could figure out in high school isn't working in college, and so we need to change things and up the game.
Mylan, a thought, comment for her?
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Julia.
I appreciate that so much, and I am very proactive, and she has always, like, totally been really positive about owning, like, when she was younger, she would say, I have a super powerful brain, and it is so fast that I have to actually take medicine to slow down to keep up with other people.
And it's
so
true.
Like, when she's all, and it is true, but, like, she was in grades, that is not my issue, but like that's not where my heart is at. But like she was in a fabulous Catholic school with extremely high expectations across the board, and she was an AB student, and she chose to go to our local very, very well-known public school. and she just bombed. So we're changing the medicine, and it just breaks my heart to see her struggle.
So, wow. Julia, yeah. I have a question for you. Julia, what is the hardest part of all this? See, you're the one calling us mm-hmm. because something aches really bad inside. And your child is not performing at some level that you want her to. Or something is happening. Something is happening that it raises your alarm. A lot of people with ADD and ADHD are unmedicated, and somehow they get through life, you see?
Right.
And so I'm asking, what is the real issue you're trying to solve here? What's breaking your heart?
Well, right now, just starting a brand new medication 2 days ago, she can't look at, she can't maintain any eye contact, and she's just like, she can't have any type of conversation unless she's a very serious equestrian. It's her world, so I have to just talk about horses if I want to engage with her.
And, okay, so Julia, hold on 1 second, please. So you're not feeling close to her. You're feeling as though you can't connect with her.
Right, and that's always been an issue.
Okay.
I do feel very guilty about that.
Okay, so we're talking about multiple things here, Julia. We're talking about, because I have a son that is ADD, and he is exceptional in many, many skill levels. He was never a school kid, but he's one of the smartest people I know. And he's very successful at 44 years old. So I'm just trying to figure out what this is doing to you, because we might be trying to solve the wrong problem here, as you're calling in. And because you're really broken about this and it really hurts you. And you said, I don't want to see my daughter suffering, which begs the question, how much did you suffer in your life, or what suffering incidences or traumas took place in your life that you want to spare her from that?
Right. Well, and I know the answer to that. I grew up in the South, and I was very, very controlled by guilt, shame, and beratement.
Okay.
So I have gone the complete opposite
yes.
for my daughter, and so I am extremely patient, and sometimes it is so unbelievably hard, mm-hmm. but I'm so patient, and I just say, and she'll say, I'm so sorry, Mom. And I'm like, darling, it's okay. We're going to figure this out.
But see, but Julia, okay. But that's the issue. It's almost as though she's the entire problem, that we're going to figure this out. We're going to get you fixed, daughter, with some medication or the right school, so that I don't feel bad anymore, because something will change. And I'm simply trying to address that a lot of this is inside Julia.
And did you hear that part, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate your transparency with us and your
yes.
honesty. I'm so proud of you for sharing that. And if you grew up in a shame-based, controlling culture with guilt, you're going to walk into parenting, and if there is not a perfect scenario or the child is not doing well, you're going to feel that shame and guilt yourself, because those are things mm-hmm. you've been trained to feel. Those are auto responses to your emotionality. They will automatically come up.
And here's the deal. Julia, Google famous people who succeeded with ADD,
yes,
ADHD.
We've
you're going to find
that she
has a gift. It's a
yeah,
gift.
Well, Jill, and it's not about erasing it. It's helping your child to manage and bear it together, right? That this is how God created them.
Not bear it, to enjoy it and make the best of
okay.
it.
Okay.
and have a life that a lot of people wish they could have one day. If you're the encourager and the kind of the nudger here and there, it'll be great for her. We'll take a break. I'll send you the book. We'll be back after.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Oh, sure, places might charge you to call. You can just call us toll-free. It's always been there. Doesn't cost you a thing, and we try to give you your money's worth whenever you do. It's 1-800-229-3000. You can listen from wherever you're listening from. You can get the New Life app. You could go to newlife.com, all those places, especially YouTube. You can watch it. Now, when you give to us in November, we're going to say thank you with a wall calendar. Now, a lot of people think, well, who uses those anymore?
I do.
A lot of people like to have something just to look at the squares, you know, for that month. These have beautiful pictures, quotes from Dr. Dave Stoops' last book, Living Strong and Finishing Well. That's our gift to you, our way of saying thank you for giving to New Life. Just a little.
Yeah, I have one at my office, one in my house. It's great.
Yeah. All right. Please help us. Great time of year to be thinking about investing in a ministry. And, oh, my goodness, the things that have happened to us over the past 2 years are just astounding. And we are just getting started after 33 years.
Steve, let me just make one comment,
if I
could. You know, all relationships are provocative. All relationships are essentially exposers. When we enter into a relationship, it exposes things. It exposes stuff about both people. And we have to stop and ask, what's happening inside me in a relationship? And where does that come from? Why am I affected by that? Why does that grab me in its totality and captivate me to the point where I am completely consumed with something? Well, as one of our co-host Dr. Sherry Keffer says, if it's hysterical, it's historical. In other words, so many of our strong reactions right now are very historical. And so for Julia to ask that question, what inside me is alarmed when things aren't going the way I think they should be? I love that she was able to say my history of shame, the culture of guilt, the culture of control had a powerful impact upon me, and now it's affecting Julia's parenting. Mm-hmm. What every parent needs to do is stop and ask, how strongly am I reacting to my children? And if I am, I need to do some work myself because they're triggering me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. Yep. You know, it really is difficult but life-changing when we're able to take a look at ourselves rather than just have a defensive reaction to everything. Let's go to Chloe, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm not sensing any defensiveness just looking at her there on the screen. Hi, how are you, Chloe? What's going on?
Hi, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. You're the first one that has wished
you are
me
the first
a Merry
person.
Christmas.
Thank you, Chloe.
Appreciate
and happy
that.
Thanksgiving, too.
Happy Thanksgiving. So, yes, I'm calling about a provocative relationship. Like you just said, my father, my brother, and myself, I've covered this relationship in prayer, and I'm not seeing any fruits of that, and
because
the holidays are upon us.
What's the problem?
My brother and my father were disappointed in me because I did not do something in a timely manner.
What was that?
And my father's stepson passed away during COVID, and they had a Zoom memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
And the communication about that did not get to me, and I was traveling, and so I did not watch the Zoom memorial when it was first released or live, I guess. I watched I watched it later that same day, but not, I was not live, so my attendance was not live, and for that they think that I was very disrespectful, very selfish with my time, and they won't listen to my explanation. So in their disappointment, my father and my brother and their wives have created so much gossip that they won't speak to me anymore. They don't want to hear anything I have to say. There's no excuse that they will accept. So I gave them time. And now it's been almost a year. And I'm still shunned.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. Okay? Yeah. Very unfortunate. Yeah. Have you ever said these words to them? When he died, I wish that I had done more to make sure that when the funeral occurred, I wasn't traveling or that I had that free. I wish I had done more to make that a priority. And I didn't. Just thinking, you know, it'd be okay, I'd see it later. And after a lot of thought, I realize how that must appear to you, that it, I don't care about you or him. And I hope that you can forgive me for not making it such a priority that I would be there online with everybody else. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken that approach with them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We'll talk after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. You know, if you go to newlife.com, you click on those them there banners, and we'll give you some free offers there. There's some free offers. You just go there, newlife.com. But we're talking with Chloe, and at the break, Mylon, you wanted to talk with Chloe about something very, very significant here.
Well, Chloe, Jill and I were just discussing the fact that I'm sure this isn't the first time this has happened in your entire family system, that people were rejecting, critical, and gossipy about other people. This can't be the first time that's happened.
You are correct.
Okay. Yeah. So we really have to look at this in the context of what is the family system's culture, what are their values, how do they operate. You told me your dad is divorced and remarried because there's a stepson involved, and I'm so sorry to have hear the news that they lost a son. That's a horrible thing to have occur. When there's divorce, there's dissension, there's arguing, there's rejection, there's shutting down, there's no communicating. And so you can pray about something And you should. Everything should be bathed in prayer. And then you can also do all the right things. But that doesn't mean that the culture is going to accept you if the culture is heavily steeped in these ethics and mores and the way they manage relationships. It may be something you're going to just simply have to, at some level, if you've done everything you can, accept that they are not ever going to, or maybe one day it'll just, they'll fall back into being engaged with you at some level. Then you're going to have to ask the question, what do I want to do with this family who has treated me this way?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at, Chloe, I think looking at what's your role in this family?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you end up being? And it's really important to evaluate that,
Jill,
because
yeah.
whenever we go into new systems,
mm-hmm.
after a while, groups and organizations, people take on the role that they had in their family of origin. Mm-hmm. So for you to start to do something different and look at, okay, what's the role I'm playing here, and do I want to continue to play this with my family? Because you may not be able to change them, but if you change you, it has a ripple effect. And you have to decide, okay, do they always need an odd man out? Is that odd man out always me, right? What does waiting and pleading and apologizing and all these things, what does it gain me, right? And can I look at the reality of my family? Can I take the good and leave the rest and then move out in reality and bring people into my life that are more supportive?
What do you think?
I do pray that would be the fruits of this whole dynamic. I have been the scapegoat in my family because I am a believer and they are not. And I think when I began to talk about Jesus and joy and eternity, I think that they were just hoping that was a phase. But, you know, now 30 years later, it's not. But anyways, it's hard for me because to move on or to invest in other relationships, because this is my father and my brother. They're not, you know, college
right.
people I met a few years ago. You know, it's hard for me to say to sever a relationship with.
Well, and I'm not suggesting you sever it. I'm just suggesting you look at it realistically in terms
yes.
of your expectations. I you don't have to end the relationship, but if you
oh.
adjust your yeah no.
Well, but another thing is if she's saying that they're not believers,
mm-hmm.
and she was a little overly zealous with her faith, and it was offensive to them, and she didn't back away. She could also say, you know, I've also realized, you know, if I was too much, I hope you can forgive me for that. If she wants to do a last-ditch effort on, you know, trying to do everything you can. But I do think accepting that this is who they are, and
mm-hmm.
it's probably not going to change, is probably the biggest
right. Biggest and situations like this, too, as a Christian, it's instead of throwing your pearls before swine, right, it's being Jesus to them, not telling them about it. Right. Sometimes that's the tact we have to take in relationships because they don't want to hear it, and then they don't receive it.
Well, Chloe. He'll always be your father, and your mm-hmm. brother will always be your brother. Okay, but they have rejected you. You're not cutting anything off.
No,
you're
right.
not. You're not severing anything. You're simply responding, as Jill said, to their reality of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would simply proceed with life and find your people, find, you know, who you are without the role of scapegoat over your head,
mm-hmm.
because you're not a scapegoat in your
right.
new world. So I yep. would just respond to it, and I wouldn't try to do any. I would wait for their call. I wouldn't try to do anything more. I'd just wait for their call.
Well, but you could also say, I don't know what else to do in our relationship.
You could,
I've
Jill.
Apologized.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you
right?
go.
Mm-hmm. There. I've tried to humble myself. I don't understand why there's no forgiveness here or I'm being cut out. And so I'm going to wait for you guys.
Now, I wish we had the book Forgiving Our Fathers and Brothers, but we do have the book Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers by Jill, and I'm going to send that to you. I think that will help. And then Mylan and Kay's book, How We Love, is going to show you some dynamics there that I think, well, I would say quite invaluable to understanding this whole situation.
Sorry. I also think Dave's book, and if you want to swap out mine, if it's too many, what is he
renamed? Forgiving What You Never Forget.
Yes, that one, because it talks a lot about family systems in there.
We'll send all three.
Okay.
Because we can, and we will. We can because
Larry's laughing.
Larry is able to help us with our support, and he has. And Larry, good to see you. I know you've had a little bit of a bout of illness there, and you're back, and we've been praying for you, and you look really good. And, I mean, you know, some people were saying death warmed over, stuff like that, but you look great. What do you have for us today, now that you're back in the saddle again?
Well, you know, it's Thanksgiving week, and we have Every Man's Battle coming up the week after that.
Yeah.
And if you want to give thanks, a real good way to do that is to attend this workshop, because you will feel more gratitude for having come to this than you've probably felt in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to read you a testimony from a recent attendee. It's probably been a year or more. I've gone through a few low points in my life because of my sexual sin. Each time this happens, my heart breaks, and I figure out a plan on my own to deal with it and change. Every plan I've developed has eventually failed because I developed it on my own and led to isolation. Now, after my worst low point came 6 weeks ago, Every Man's Battle has given me game-changing knowledge to go along with my heart to change. Never in my life have I felt more confident in conquering this sin, because for the first time in my life, I'm genuinely connected with others who struggle with the same thing I do and want to change. It's time to go back into battle, and this time I'm not going to get my butt kicked because I know myself and I know the enemy. Game on.
So there you go.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what we love to hear.
Guys, think about it. You can have a whole new perspective of life and get through the struggle you've been dealing with for years and years and years. And folks, you want to support a ministry that's supporting men and their families, this is it. We need your gift, and as year end is approaching, please think about your year end giving and be very generous for New mm-hmm. Life and for the help that we give to other people.
We are so grateful for all of you that support us, and especially this past 2 years been two of the best years of our ministry, and as a result of that, new areas of ministry are about to be launched. We're excited about the future. We have a brand new chief operating officer in Dallas, and who's brought great people around him in Dallas. It's just the future is so bright, and the need has never, ever been greater. We really do want God's truth applied to every situation through redemptive relationship. That's what we're talking about, redemptive
relationship. I want to also just encourage folks to think about giving to our scholarship fund. We make a lot of gifts to people who can't afford to come to the workshops, but we don't want money to ever be the reason they don't.
No.
So we developed a scholarship fund, and it goes up and down through the year. But we can never really have enough and be ready for what's ahead. So mm-hmm. if you'd be willing to make a gift to the scholarship fund, that would be very helpful too.
Yep. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is that number. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go online, newlife.com. What a great time to show you're thankful for your life by investing in the life of someone else.
Not a coincidence that Thanksgiving, those two words go together, giving That's and right. thanks. So we yep. appreciate your gifts.
We'll be back right after this, 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're going to be back for another hour and 15 minutes after this. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to go all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, Mary's watching us on YouTube. And if you do watch us on YouTube, please subscribe. Or if you go to the website, click and say you love us and all those kind of things that people ask that I rarely ever ask you to do, but would you mind doing it now? All right. Well, welcome to New Life Live, Mary. How are you today?
I am well. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay, yeah. Glad to be here.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. Okay, so I've been dealing with anxiety when I drive on the expressway. I love driving. You know, I think I realized that maybe about 7 years ago or something. Before, I would drive on the expressway, had no problems with driving in the fast lane or whatever lane. It just wasn't something that clicked that this was an issue.
Yeah.
About 5 years, 5 to 7 years ago, I realized that I get really anxious if I'm driving in anything other than the right lane. You know, if I map something out and I see that it's the exit that's going to be on the left and I'm going to need to exit on the left, it just causes me great anxiety. Or, you know, if at any time that I'm not in that right lane.
Yeah.
So just would like some insight maybe.
Okay. And let me just ask a quick question. What have you done or who have you talked to get any kind of help for this anxiety?
Nothing. I just thought about it to call a little while ago.
Great.
Because I was thinking, well, you know, I can live my life without driving on the expressway, but
yeah.
Let me see if it's something I can do about it.
Great. Great. Myla, why don't we start with you, and then we'll go to Jill here on anxiety on the expressway.
Well, Mary, what you are describing is far more common than the average person would realize.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
I know a lot of people that have various forms of anxiety, including claustrophobia on the freeway, especially if all the traffic stops. They feel trapped, and they all of a sudden feel like, I got to get out of here. And so there are lots of manifestations of anxiety in the world of driving. And so, first of all, I just wanted to say what you're dealing with is common, and you're not alone. Did anything happen several years ago to scare you or traumatize you?
Well, the only thing I could think of was probably more than 20 years ago. I was on the expressway and I had an accident. It wasn't a serious accident, but I was on my way to work and I was in the fast lane and somebody ran into the back of me. Again, it wasn't a serious accident, but that was when I was trying to go back to try to think of some reason. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. And do you have any other areas in your life where you have anxiety, just generally, about other things, about other topics, other situations or relationships?
I have anxiety sometimes if it's something that I know I need to do that I put off. I can have anxiety in that area, like if it's, okay, I'll get an email and it's like, okay, I know I need to deal with that. If I don't deal with it right away and a couple of days go by, I'm like, oh gosh, I should have dealt with it and it's this anxiety, but I'm getting better about, okay, just get to it, do it now and be done with it. But that's also an area of anxiety that I can identify.
Okay, so the reason I ask that is because often anxiety is a broader spectrum in our life, and it manifests in different ways. And so I just wanted to ask you about that.
And it can also migrate.
Yes, it can.
Right. It can move from, we can be anxious about one thing for a period of time, and all of a sudden we can be anxious about another thing.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, too, with the accident 20 years ago, did something maybe trigger a similar feeling that your brain connected the two? Whereas when you were younger and we think we're invincible, mm-hmm. right, we kind of, mm-hmm. slide over things. But as we get older, and just in general, I mean, it could be as simple as you're getting older and you don't see as well and you're not as much of a risk taker, the freeway can be pretty scary, mm-hmm. right, with all the cars swishing by. So it can be a whole, I think, spectrum of things. But I would also add into the mix, do you worry about feeling out of control? Right? Have you been feeling unsafe?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
But that feeling of out of control is what I experience when
sure.
I'm on the
yeah.
highway, and mm-hmm. and it's not I'm in the left lane.
Mary, if you were calling,
yes,
and saying that when you're out in the middle of a beautiful field with flowers all around, you're scared to death you're going to get hit by a truck. Well, that'd be a huge problem, wouldn't it? But fact is, on the freeway, there's stuff to be anxious about, and the older we get, the more anxiety there is. I have a very good friend who actually does avoid being on freeways and just prefers to use side roads, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I would encourage you to get a coach or a counselor to help you with a ritual that will help you mm-hmm. with four concrete things that you do when you have to go from the right to make that left turn. And so you have a structure, and it's something you do every time. It's blinker, shoulder, mirror, you know, whatever it is. And you get so used to doing that that all of a sudden it's not about getting in the left lane. It's about doing that thing that you've learned to do, that little structure thing, and that can help you in addition to just sitting down with the counselor and talking about all the areas of
anxiety. You know, that's right, Steve. We need structure, mm-hmm. and you mentioned that in a previous call, that we need structure around our lives. It was
right.
in the call
and
about
especially
ADD.
Especially when you're feeling chaotic on the inside,
that's
right?
That's right. But anxiety is one of those things mm-hmm. that can be self-perpetuating. In other words,
yeah.
it feeds itself because yep. fear can grow, and as Jill said, it migrates into other areas.
Right. And if we have a scary feeling, we'll associate it with what is happening,
will.
Right?
And so, but here's mm-hmm. just a quick note about our brains, and I'm going to say this very quickly. Our brain is kind of a dumb organ because it doesn't do what's smart. It does what is repeated, and it does what is used often.
Yep.
So
right.
if you're afraid a lot, then it reinforces those neuropathways,
mm-hmm.
and they get
mm-hmm.
they become a bigger expressway, to use that metaphor. And so they can be very overwhelming. So sometime we have to really shut down that process of anxiety. I've found in my personal life that the right medication is really important to help slow that train down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Steve? Well,
sometimes the medication changes everything, just a small medication.
Absolutely.
Here's something else. I'm going to give you a scholarship to Emotional Freedom. It's online on January 22nd. Chris Williams and I, Emotional Freedom Workshop, January 22nd, and it's online, and so we'll get to see you there. Remind you, Every Man's Battle is December the 3rd, coming right up here. Oh my goodness, this could be the best Christmas ever for you and others. Restore, February the 25th. Life Recovery Today on the NRB Network, also online. And thanks to all of you who help us and support us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.